is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. It is Tuesday, April 16, 2019, and it is 5:13. Want to lead us in prayer? In prayer.
Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dude, I'm going to lose my pants, I'm telling you. I stood on the scale today, I'm so proud.
It's Director Wargo.
Here.
And Director Israel.
Here.
So I'll go ahead and read the financials submitted by our accountant. So if you look at the last two pages of the report, it's going to take you to the balance sheet. Let's see. So if you look at line items 8 and 10, the district's combined cash and LAIF balance was approximately $864,000 at the end of March. And then if you turn to the last page and look at line item 57, the district's total liabilities were approximately $1.157 million at the end of the month. So then if you turn to the beginning of the report, it'll take you to the profit and loss report. On page 1, line item 3, base rate water bills. This is the flat fixed monthly charge to all residents for water service. Year to date is trending at 77%. So these are basically the water meter charges. Line number 4, commodity sales. This is the variable income from charges linked to consumption of water. Year to date is trending at 72%. So these commodity sales, this is the water usage
right. That
you're paying for. If you go down to line item 19, interest income, year to date is trending at 98% due to higher interest revenues than anticipated. So this is, majority of this is from our LAIF account, the district's savings account, if you will. We've been putting money in there as often as we can and it's accruing more interest than we anticipated. So it's a good thing. If you've looked at tonight's agenda for the regular meeting, I'm also going to recommend to the board that we transfer a little more money to the LAIF, because I think whatever money we can accrue interest on is better than no interest.
Right.
And if we needed to pull money back out at some point later, we can pull it from the LAIF. Although we'd like to avoid that if possible. So you turn to the next page, line item 44, generator services contractor. Year to date is over budget due to higher than expected maintenance costs for the Apache generator. Line item 49, well maintenance. Year to date is over budget due to $83,000 in invoices from Legend Pump and Well Service for the Well 5 rehabilitation. Rehabilitation included pulling the pump to perform maintenance and to restore water flow. And there, I believe there was a special board meeting for this back.
What line item was that?
It was line item 49. So when we did the budget, we were not anticipating that repair.
Right.
But I want to say I saw some board meeting minutes from the very end of October, and the board had reviewed this and approved it. I could be wrong on the dates.
It was something that we needed to get done because
it
was broken.
Yeah. So you go down to line 63, supplies and equipment. Year to date is over budget due to a bulk purchase of envelopes from our billing system, CUSI. This, and also there was a ID maker machine that was purchased, but we got that returned and we're getting it refunded. I came back and it was found, it was discussed over, and we found that it wasn't.
Oh, you came back, they found the other one.
Necessary at this time.
Moved to men not to be able to find stuff. You know how that works.
Mm-hmm. Well, we took care of it, so we'll be getting a refund for that. But most of this expense is from a bulk purchase of envelopes for our billing system. It's expensive at first, but it's cheaper in the
long run. Yeah, I thought we were going to a different billing system and they weren't going to be able to use those.
No, we're going to stick with our same billing system. So we'll use all of them. So next page, line item 87, other fees, SWRCV. Year to date is over budget due to more fees than anticipated, including a filing fee from Riverside County and a California state fee from Underground Services Alert, also known as Dig Alert. That Dig Alert, that's something new. They're required to do it now because of the state. But after 12 months, it evens out to, I want to say, about $38 or $35 a month. So it's not too bad. It just wasn't budgeted for because we weren't anticipating it, and it's something completely new. Next, line 93, tractor expenses. Year-to-date is over budget due to a $1,800 invoice from PowerPlan for tractor grease fitting maintenance and a $4,500 invoice for services on the backhoe. So that looks like there were just tractor and backhoe maintenance expenses that we were not anticipating. And then you go all the way to the bottom, line 118, net income and loss. As of March 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net loss is approximately $134,000. It looks here that we anticipated, well, the amended budget, it's at 132, so we're just a little over what we anticipated for the budget. So we're not doing as well as I would like to see us, but there's still some time to get us back on track. And we're not doing as poorly as we could be either. Any questions? Do we have a motion to adjourn for check signing?
Motion to adjourn for check signing.
Okay. It's 17:21. You agree?
Agree.
All right, thank you.
Aye.